The U.S. peanut industry is associated with the American Peanut Council. They are responsible for promotions overseas. Recently, they announced that they are turning up the heat because of the expected large crop, and their export market development is expanding. They've announced the trade mission will be held in Alabama, Dothan, Alabama, October 5th through the 7th, coming in from Mexico. They'll be visiting the Alabama-Georgia area. The American Peanut Council says they expect about 35 people on this tour that'll be in the southeast. In Canada, the number one market for American peanuts, they're working with a research company on consumer research looking at spreads and others that compete with peanut butter. Canada is the largest buyer of peanut butter. They visited key customers in Toronto and Montreal and attended the Dietitians Association conference in Canada. They're also planning for fall journalists to tour the Georgia Peanut Tour. They'll be attending the Georgia Peanut Tour next week. In Europe, they're also very active. They reported this week that they have a liaison with customers across Scandinavia regarding promotions in that area. They've compared peanut origins from other origins around the world that may be a negative on peanuts and peanut products. They compared peanut origin in Europe across 2014 and assisted with the import issues in Bulgaria and Spain. Another issue that they've been working on has been the banning of peanuts by Russia. These were caused by quality, but they've been working with the Russian government in trying to get that solved, and apparently peanuts are now moving again into the Russian market from the U.S. But the American Peanut Council is turning up the excess mission work in China and other countries as we get ready to expand and try to sell more peanuts as the crop has started to arrive. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.